I've got Sleep Number beds in Los Angeles and St. Louis, and I wish I could take one with me to hotels. And did you know that getting quality sleep is as important to a healthy lifestyle as a balanced diet and regular exercise? And if you're not sleeping your best, it's probably time to replace your mattress. At a Sleep Number store, you can see and feel how a Sleep Number mattress adjusts to you for just the right comfort every night. And with optional Sleep IQ technology inside, it tracks your sleep and gives you personal insights. You see how your life affects your sleep and how your sleep affects your life. My Sleep Number setting is 90. My Sleep IQ score last night was 82. So come into a Sleep Number store to see and feel the difference. Save $400 on their most popular P5 Queen mattress. And you'll only find Sleep Number at any of the 500 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one nearest you by calling 1-800-390-9100. That's 1-800-390-9100. And be sure to tell them George Norrie sent you.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Tonight we're going to talk about the Hat Man, yeah. Slender Man, Shadow People. But I need you to tell people about these individuals, these entities. And let's go through each one. Let's start with the Hat Man. What is the Hat Man?
I had made the mistake early on. I'd introduced the Shadow People topic on your show many years ago, and I thought that the Hat Man was another form that shadow people took, because shadow people can come in any shape or form, really. They could become a cloud, a rodent, somewhat of a person-looking thing. And it was myself and college roommate who were experiencing these different beings. There was nothing out there on the topic in 97, and we put it up online, and there was one image that I put up there, and it was of this man in a suit. I personally had not experienced him at the time. It was my college roommate who did, and I essentially rescued her from the incident without knowing it. She was screaming in the middle of the night. I ran to her room. I thought literally that someone had broken and was attacking her, and she was crouched in the corner. Just I never, until you've seen somebody who felt like their very life was at risk, you just don't know what that feels like. I mean, she was horrified. And the way she kept, pointing and shaking, saying, the man, I'm like, oh, no, somebody's broken in. I'm looking around, checking doors, windows, and she's like, no. With her first gasp that she could get was, he disappeared when you opened the door. And I'm like, well, what did this guy look like? And she's like, blackness itself, but she could, distinguish different characteristics, a suit, a trench coat, and a flat gaucho type of hat. She even noticed he had a goatee.
And they all have hats, don't they?
Not always, George. Oddly enough, not always.
Really?
Which is,
okay.
Yeah, and he changes his suit up. That's another.
Well, and sometimes I think, Heidi, of these Abe Lincoln type top hats.
Yes, the top hats.
Do they have, they have some of those, right?
Yes, yes. And this is an interesting link with the top hat form. I don't know if he likes to change up, his outfits, but he seems to match the top hat more with a cape.
Do you think it's just one entity or many?
That is the newer element that I'm coming across as of late. Every once in a while, I'd get an email. I have thousands of reports, by the way. Thousands.
Oh, I know you do. You could write 90 books based on just the reports.
It's through the roof, George. It's exploding. And that's the very, very scary element of this, is that it's not slowing down. It's getting worse.
Has anybody ever been physically hurt by the Hat Man?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sadly enough, I've had many people write to me about being picked up, thrown. And this other element that's showing up as not just that he's choking people, because, the physical element of him putting his hands around somebody's throat is one thing. But now he's kind of taken a step back, and he's appearing, and people will feel the choke. But see, he's standing there with his hands to his side. And I'm like, well,
then how's that
show a different amount of respect, of fear? I don't understand why that is. I mean, he's changing things up, and it's quite disturbing. But another thing to mention I had had several people write me about him not always being in black.
Sometimes. Oh, now he's changing his
yeah,
outfit?
He really is. A very dark brown pinstripe pants.
I mean, I thought, we'll get to shadow people, but so the Hat Man has image to him. You can see things, right? It's not just shadowy.
He's not always shadowy. He can be. But, you know, people can see his skin. And if they see his skin, usually they'll see that his eyes are solid black.
Is,
if not, his eyes are glowing red.
Is the Hat Man the same as the shadow people?
He is not the same.
He's
no,
not.
He's not
okay.
The same. That was a mistake that I put early on, and I called him the Hat Man Shadow.
Yes, I remember
and
that.
People still, oh, so I saw the shadow man, you know, or the shadow person, and then they'll describe the Hat Man. I'm like, he's a whole other ball game, you know, and wait till you see what shadow people are in comparison to
okay.
the Hat Man.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Coast to Coast podcast. Become a Coast Insider to hear all of this fascinating conversation, as well as recent shows about using genetics to slow down the aging process, Edgar Cayce and the incredible power of the mind, and the legendary Phoenix Lights UFO incident. Head on over to coasttocoastam.com and sign up for Coast Insider to start listening. Now, we're going to come back to all these. I want you to describe for us Slender Man. And Slender Man was in the news some time ago for a tragedy. But tell us, who is Slender Man?
Well, Slender Man is actually a meme that was created by Eric Knudsen. June 10th, 2009, he was doing a Photoshop contest where you had to manipulate a regular picture to be as creepy as possible. And he put a caption that said, "We didn't want to go. We didn't want to kill them, but its persistent silence and outstretched arms horrified and comforted us at the same time." So this guy is essentially, he has no hair. He does not wear a hat, but he's extremely tall, and he wears a suit. And he's always seen as a sort of guardian around children.
Hmm.
But he's been very popular on the website called Creepypasta.
Who sees him, Heidi?
Very young children.
Young children, not adults?
Adults, you know, people that like sci-fi, fantasy, horror stuff, yeah, they're into it. But this is really, really popular among preteens, especially.
Like a cult thing?
I think that people like to be scared from the start. I mean, I don't know about you, but Nancy Drew, you know, Hardy Boys, Goosebumps, kids like to be scared, and everybody's online, and they're checking things out, and I think this is just another form of, horror-loving.
Entertainment. Yeah, but it took a serious tone in Wisconsin, didn't it?
It did.
What happened?
This is really, really disturbing to me. So when I was finishing up my book on the Hat Man, called The Hat Man, I published that book May 12th of 2014. The attack of these two 12-year-olds, Anissa Weir and Morgan Geyser, attacked their best friend, who's also 12 years old, May 31st, 2014. I grew up about a 25-minute drive from where this happened.
It was a stabbing case.
It was a stabbing. They stabbed this poor girl, I believe, 19 times. And she survived. A really, really tough little kid. What was very disturbing to me, just before I put this book out, Hat Man made himself known to me. Okay, so all these years, he's never come at me.
So wait a minute. You're researching Slender Man. You're putting out information in a book about Slender Man, and then the Hat Man shows up?
I was putting a book together on the Hat Man.
On the Hat Man, okay.
And, I have, again, I have thousands of reports of him over the years. My emails turned from 100% shadow people. When I put his image up, it's like 99% Hat Man.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I get now. This change is actually, I started off with alien encounters, and it's incredible the evolution of the emails and the experiences going on out there. But this guy, this Hat Man, he's in the ears of children. And so is Slender Man in this, you know, made-up fantasy world that they're...
Would you say, Heidi, that they're both evil entities or not?
Oh, I sure would. And, you know, I can't help but to think that the creator of Slender Man may have actually experienced the real guy, Hat Man. And,
when he was a kid. When he was a kid, maybe.
I believe so. And, you know, the interesting part about the Slender Man stabbing case in Wisconsin with Anissa. Anissa was interested in the topic of creepypasta in the website. And she introduced Morgan, her friend, who did the actual stabbing, excuse me, to the topic of Slender Man. And when Morgan saw the image of Slender Man, she said, "Oh, my God, I saw him when I was 5 years old." And that she would see him in her dreams. Now, mind you, Morgan has been diagnosed now as being schizophrenic, but I can't help but to think that some people who have mental illness have indeed experienced more of the paranormal world than a lot of people like to let on. So, so she said that she felt she was being stalked by a Slender Man. I think she didn't know, you know, about the real phenomena called the Hat Man. But she described very, very similar accounts to what it is that I get in the thousands and lumps in emails of him telling her that she needed to kill. The Hat Man will whisper into children's ears, tell them that they need to kill, that they need to kill themselves, or he's going to do it for them.
Well, see, that is pure evil. Pure
that
evil.
Is. To go to children, of all things. You know, I'm an occupational therapist, and I had a student therapist underneath me, and she was only there for a brief amount of time. And, you know, everybody every once in a while asked me, "Heidi, what is it that you do? You write books on what?" And I briefly told her about the Hat Man. The look of horror on her face, she's like, "I saw him when I was a kid." I'm like, "Well, do tell." And she said, "Well, I was probably 3 years old. I saw a fork on the floor. I knew I'm not supposed to play with forks, and there was an outlet, and I'm looking at the outlet, I'm looking at the fork, I'm looking back and forth," and she goes, "when all of a sudden, this very tall man bends all the way down to her face within an inch and looks at the fork and looks at the outlet and says, 'Go ahead, stick it in.'" I mean, to encourage a three-year-old
to electrocute herself. Jeez.
A three-year-old. That's how low this guy will go. And for people to think that, you know, this may be a fantasy, just like the Men in Black, you know, I say if it's not Will Smith, don't open the door.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.